Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, and oh my God, so very sexy people, and I know I haven't said that in a long time, but I just wanted to say it today. And you are, and here we are. I'm coming to you live from Orlando, Florida, at yet another personal appearance event. I am just all over the place in the next 2 months, but I'm always going to be with you. That's the important thing. And I want to start by directing our energy today, guys. I want all of us to come together. You know you can't just hear me. You can't just hear the words. You have to actively direct this for yourself, that we are the frequency of all possibilities, that we are open to being and hearing and creating all possibilities out of all new thoughts, stuff that we've never thought before possible. That's what we're doing. That's the direction and the acceptance and the flow that we are, and that we are directing our energy to be balanced in every way. We are open to hearing the highest information and demanding that the highest information be delivered to us, because we are ready to move in this life right now unconditionally. So we're claiming I am divine love around all that, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. So it is. Woohoo! Yippee! I want to quickly go over, I've had a lot of people ask me what the hell the love hover is. The love hover is an extraordinarily simple but powerful exercise that you can use to start creating the experience of self-love more in your life. And the more I work in the channel, the more private sessions I do, the more information is coming in about the importance of self-love. So the love hover is, you can look at yourself above yourself, you can look at yourself below yourself, or right across from yourself. In any of those instances, you choose to send yourself unconditional love, which means you find a place of unconditional love, which could be with a pet or a child or a beloved other, where you just open your heart and experience that great place of love. You send that love over to yourself. And when you have had a full experience of that, then you sit there and allow that other self of you to send that love back to you. And ultimately, it becomes a giving and a receiving within the same moment. That's what the love hover is. Anytime you feel like you're in the toilet or a little depressed or a little down or a little afraid or you might be in doubt, do the love hover. It will get you right out of it. The money special is posted at iamdwallace.com. For those of you that have money challenges right now, it's a small package put together to help you focus on what you need to focus on financially. And this is the last chance to sign up this week. We're starting, I believe, Wednesday night on the gratitude of self-love. I've said it before, I'll say it again, I'll stand by it till the day I die. This is the most important thing you can do to shift your life, is this little program, which is very simple, very easy, but life-changing. this gratitude of self-love. Of course, you sign up at imdwallace.com. Okay, there were some interesting things. I did the Beyond the Ordinary show, and we were given some interesting things about all illnesses and disease. Now, I'm sure that part of that is because so much of the collective consciousness is becoming focused on the Ebola thing. And as you can see, guys, the biggest thing about the Ebola thing is the fear it's putting everybody in. And that fear is literally the disease that's spreading. So get a hold of your fear and get back into your personal creation with the power that is yours to do. Basically, the channel said that all illness and disease is created by negating our power. Yeah, just sit with that one for a minute. All disease and illness is energetically caused by negating our power. And we negate our power, for example, when we don't like our bodies, when we worry about money, when we keep ourselves small or weak or in a victim place, when we stay angry at ourselves or anybody else, anytime we feel victimized, all those are ways that we give away our power. And they actually are the excuses we use to not be the gods of our own creation and create what we want. Now, of course, again, you are not going to move into that if you don't love yourself enough to claim your power. So I'm testing it again. The core of everything is self-love. So that is our biggest challenge in the next upcoming year, especially for the collective consciousness, is to ripple out the accuracy, the truthfulness, and the honor of self-love. So if any of you are still wondering where you're falling out, it's that you're not loving yourself enough. The other thing, and I'm tracking a big thing here, I don't have it put together yet, but the first part of it is keep creating something new to stay young and healthy. You know, keep yourself excited. Look at so many of us get up and we live the same lives every day. We may be going to different auditions. We may be tackling different problems at our workplace. But really, when you break it down, we're leading the same life every day. And that creates for a time warp. They're showing me, let's do the time warp again. Okay. Again, I don't have that all put together, but we're coming together today to know and direct our energy that we are always in intention and direction of creating something new and exciting in who we are and what we do. I am divine love, invoking the symbol of formula, the violet flame, the golden light around that. Okay, now I can go to the calls, and we are going to start with Matthew. May I ask everybody, please, you need to watch your language a little bit now because we're being broadcast on so many different stations. So no F-bombs, but you're welcome to use the word frickin'. Okay, here we go. Uh-oh. Hold on. Now, it just did something to Matthew that it's never done before. Can you help me get him on, please?
Hello?
There you go. Hi, honey.
Hi. Like, I would ever drop a frickin' F-bomb.
No, Richard Partner might. What's up, honey?
Well, I'm in a completely different space, I think, than I was the last time we talked a couple weeks ago. And that's good. Last weekend was the big Whole Life Expo at, you know, in New York. So The whole weekend was like really just staying really conscious of where my vibration was, because that was, you know, the whole event just was like, stay focused on your vibration. And there were a lot of challenges to that, because there are a lot of different energies, and not all of them, I think, were at the highest. So I just had to keep my own consciousness high.
I would like to stop you there for a moment,
all right.
guys. Because I think we have spiritually a little bit of misunderstanding about this frequency stuff, okay, and keeping them high. That's not the highest understanding of what we're trying to do with our frequency. So, Sheets, but give me a song, Matthew.
It Had to Be You.
Okay. The biggest thing that you need to understand about frequencies is that you get to choose what yours is. That's all you have to remember. It's not so much a high or low frequency, but it's more, am I going to choose the frequency of happiness and balance, or am I going to choose the frequency of fear and imbalance, or anger and imbalance, or whatever else it is. So it's not that one frequency is necessarily higher than the next, but it's which frequency are you consciously choosing to be the experience of right now? Okay.
Right.
So,
right. And,
yeah.
And,
go ahead.
I'm going to take that as support for what I was saying rather than a correction. Because I was aware of the many choices that were on offer of frequency.
Yeah.
And I found that it was just, it really was as simple of, is this, you know, is this serving me? Is this, you know, putting me in expansion, or is it putting me in fear? And it's simply that people were proclaiming their frequencies in you know, like it's a huge marketplace. So really, I just, you know, went through it, and with all of it, just kind of stayed focused on my own frequency. And either things were a match and felt expansive, or I just said no. And
that's such a huge step for you, Matthew. Good for you.
And the big news is that I launched a product, the first time I've ever launched a product at one of these things, in conjunction with one of the exhibitors there. We created a CD that was a chakra meditation and breathing exercise thing that I created music for and done the audio engineering for. So it's like, you know, it's the first time I put my name on something like that, and I talked to a number of the healers that I respected, and I had cards of myself as a composer for supporting their healing visions, and I put the statement out there. So I'm interested to see what the ripples will be from that.
Well, they'll be whatever you claim they are.
Uh-huh.
You have to claim them first, and then you'll see them.
Yes. Yeah.
So don't wait for the world
you know me so well.
To feed back. You. Well, you're bringing in a really big lesson for everybody. And they want to stop for a moment, Matthew. And this, again, is for everyone on the call. You will have your question answered today, whether I get to you or not. So know that. Know that right now. But they all want all of us to step up and put our name on what we want. They want us to step up and go, this is who I am, and I am claiming it, and I am powerful, I am the God of me, and that's who I am. It just about knocked me against the back wall energetically when you said I put my name on it. Okay?
Mm.
So that means, again, claim your power. You know, I'm stepping forward and saying, yes, this is a creation of mine, and I am a creation of me. And so it is. That's
and
awesome
so it
for
is.
You, Matthew. That's great. I'm so happy to hear you back in your power, baby.
Thanks.
It's awesome. Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you for
love
calling
you.
In. Yeah, I love you too. Bye-bye. And we are going to Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
Things are things are still going, I guess. So far, I haven't gotten around to, haven't gotten around. Actually, things are still waiting. I'm still waiting to get things going with the bankruptcy. It hasn't started yet. The one
okay,
thing
why?
I...
Why hasn't it started yet?
Well, the one woman that told me that the pro bono one hadn't gotten back to me. I'd left, called many times and finally got a message to her, and she got a message back to me saying that it wasn't going through that office, but it was going to go through another place, which was I'm going to
okay,
call
so
on Monday.
Hold on, Susan. When stuff like this happens in our life, guys, and this is something they're saying I've been looking for too, about people getting back to me and completing things. I want to know what the hell this is, because that's something in our energy that's stopping the flow. So, sheets, book, song, give me a movie.
Xanadu.
Xanadu. Okay, Xanadu is a pretend place. And creation is not pretend. It's not something, we don't have to go to another dimension to create what we want here, guys. We want it here, we want it now. And we want it completed. And there's something we need to get into harmony. Jeez. Okay, we're going to South Pacific. Ah, all right. Well, part of this came in this morning, that this easy, effortless creation of getting everything we want, those are the highest words, doesn't make sense to us. It doesn't make sense from our conscious mind according to what's gone down in our lives before and, quote, unquote, how the world works. And they are underlining this. They're giving me exclamation marks. They're putting stars around it. Everybody, no matter when you hear this call, please participate in the statement in the direction of the energy that it makes absolute sense to my conscious mind and my subconscious being. It makes absolute sense that I create everything I want now, that the world works with me, responds to me, and everything is completed easily and effortlessly for me, that makes perfect sense to me. I accept it, I direct it, and so it is. Are there any other words? Okay, good, because I've been looking for that one for a long time. And as I was working on this other thing that I told you I'm not quite ready to roll out to you, those words came in this morning. It just doesn't make sense to us that we can, well, have it all. And we know that we have to get ourselves in harmony with stuff, and then the creation happens. So we have to be in harmony with everything making sense to us, according to easy, effortless, joyful creation. Yeah, I could get your vibe before I even talked to you, Susan. That's why I emailed you.
Yeah.
You've been in the toilet, and you got to get back out, baby, because you were...
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, I am telling you.
I know. There's a lot of things going on, because I've got... insurance, car insurance is due on the 1st, and there's just so it's there's so much complication going on. I'm like, what the hell am I, you know, gonna how am I gonna handle all of this? It's just
well, how you're going to handle it is not the way you're doing it. You see, and that this is such an important lesson for all of us. This is what we do. Shit happens, or life gets hard for a while, and then we drop out of the community. We don't do the love hover. We don't do the red dot exercise. We go back into our victimness, which stops the creation of the positive things that we want. And a big part of why we stop is that it doesn't make sense that it could be that easy. But the more I live it, I am telling you, you cannot deny what shows up. You just can't. But as soon as you start falling back into not being your powerful God and doing what you know works, you're going to slide back, and then you're going to go, why am I back here again? And you're back there again because you're not consciously creating. Okay? This is the time that you do the most play around having everything work out the way you want it to. Seeing it that way, feeling it that way, inviting the universe, all energy, God, Atma, Buddha, the extraterrestrials, the angels, the archangels, everybody, the Christ energy, come in. This is my direction. I can't see how this is going to work out. But I'm telling you, it has to work out. It has to be in balance. And come in with me now and joyfully create this with me.
Just
okay?
Don't look at what it looks like physically, what it looks like in reality. Just go into that.
You don't want to look at the reality. You have to deal with the reality. But what you want to look at and feel into and experience is the way you want to shift that reality and make it energetically your reality before it becomes reality in the three-dimensional world. That, if you're not doing that, guys, everywhere in your life, you are dropping out of self-love. When you stop creating, you drop out of self-love. All right, baby, so stay in touch. If you need to email, you know, for encouragement or guidance or something, then do it. Use the community, Susan. Use the community. All right, baby, love you.
Okay.
All right, and we're going to Jeannie in New York. Hi.
Hello.
What's up, babe?
When are you going to, because of course I listen to you on John's show, release the frequency of 370?
I'm rolling out all of those meditations and activations in December for all of you.
Okay, good.
You bet.
It has been a fascinating week, and I have learned something very, very important about healing. And no matter what the person you're working with wants, because we are all such multidimensional entities, individuals, there is sometimes, quite often, a part of that person that doesn't want the healing at all.
Oh, you bet.
So you just have to let go, let source.
Absolutely. They're their own creators. You hear occasionally on the show, not often, but you will hear in somebody's voice or vibration or argument, I hear what you're saying, Dee, but I'm not going to accept that as the answer. It can't be that easy. I'm not going to do it. And that's when they deny themselves.
Oh, most definitely. But this is so, someone who says, I want it, I want it, I want it. But there is that one part that we cannot get at to change that?
Jeannie, and they're saying this this thing about it not making sense is a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you that are doing work with other people, and there are many of them in this community, I would suggest doing exactly what I did at the first of the show. And let's come into agreement that we're receiving the highest information, that we're open to it, that we want the truth. And any way, in any shape that we're in our own way of getting everything we want will be revealed to us today. Are you in agreement with that?
It's perfect. And yesterday I had the opportunity at a function for the Ethical Cultural Society to reconnect with our Manhattan Borough president, who was limping, and I said to her, "What is wrong?" She said, "I pulled something." And then she looked at me and she said, "Can you send healing, Jeannie?" And I said, "Most definitely." And then she said, "Well, not now. I'm busy."
Yes, Jeannie, and did you, you see, because when I'm testing that she'll receive it, I get a no.
I know, because she really doesn't want it.
Well, so that's our opportunity to say, you bet I can, and do you realize that you're your own healer? Will you receive my participation with you? Then
right.
you get their agreement. You see?
Right.
Then their subconscious goes, oh, hell, I got to do something. Right?
Well, which is what
and
she said.
And that's really what we want to do with ourselves, too, by the
right.
way.
Right, right. Which
okay.
is, I know what she said, because she's a dynamo.
Well, yes, and the channel, they're chuckling, and they're saying, there's a lot of dynamos on the call right now. That doesn't necessarily mean we're on board with all of our own healing that we're asking ourselves to do.
This is
so
true.
So we're claiming we are, and we're claiming we're directing that. If there's some poop out there that I'm stepping through that I've made, I want to know it, get it out of the way, clean it up, and move on. That, I am loving being tough love with myself these days, and so it is. Thank
and
you, darling,
so it
for
is.
Calling
Thank
in.
You.
Yeah, that good point. You know, we can see it in others, but we got to recognize it in ourselves. Steve, what do you want?
Oh, well, a lot's happening. So you're going to hate some of this, and you're going to love some of this. But
now, don't
last
be
two
telling
years...
me. I create myself, dude. So
okay, I suddenly realized I've been working really hard at all this stuff. And going to acting class and nose to the grindstone, and suddenly I decided to stop. And I took a really intense acting workshop, which I thought was garbage since I'm being censored, and a lot of other stuff. And I said, I'm stopping. I'm not doing any of this unless I really feel like it. And as soon as that happened, I found out I had $9 in the bank. Maybe that's the joke. And I got cast in two films.
Okay, what part of that would I not like?
That I decided to stop doing any of this unless I really feel like it.
Well, I think I've always said that. What's the point of doing anything that you don't have fun with? You see, and if you take all your words and put it together, I have a belief that I have to keep my nose to the grindstone and then I work really hard or I'm only going to have $9 in the bank, but I'll still get what I want because I'll get some film. I can do everything I want to do because I freaking just love doing it. I'm having fun doing everything and I can make a lot of money and I can get all these films that I want to do, and I can have it all.
Yeah, I think it was really important that I made a decision just not to go to acting class for a while, at least for a while.
I think what that represents, though, sweetheart, are two things, the channel thing. A, I know I can act, and B, I'm going to have fun doing it.
You know, yeah, it's like, you know, I was walking around yesterday, because I should walk, and Matthew's working out two thumbs up, and I was walking around yesterday because I can, and I was thinking, I was looking at myself in a store window, and I said, you really look like a successful actor now. And I was sort of dressed in my own casual style of successful actor, and I was thinking about stuff that we have talked about, and I thought, I just took this acting workshop, and I know this guy didn't admire me, and I could care less. I know what I'm doing, you know?
Yes, thank you.
The
point
is,
as soon as we all know that we know what we're doing, we know what we're doing in the creation process, as soon as we know that, then everybody else is going to get it, too. You know, I'm working on the same thing with myself in some areas, Steve, and the more I love me and acknowledge how awesome I am and magnificent I am, the more the world treats me that way.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't even work at loving yourself. You just got to love yourself. It's
yeah.
Like, you
well,
know,
of course you can't work at it, but you've got to choose it. That's why, you know, in the Gratitude of Self-Love program, all the things I have you do are fun. They're easy and they're fun.
Oh, it's got to, I mean, it's got to be. I mean, it's like, hey, this is a temporary ride anyway. You might as well just enjoy it. It's like, so,
exactly.
You know,
I'm
it's
so
like,
thrilled to hear you say that because.
And I'm, but, I mean, this morning I got an email from a director, my new director I'm working with, and I got a social media person who's going to be tweeting every moment on the set. I'm like, what? And that's never happened before. And I called him and I said, this is ridiculous. I mean, and he said, look, she'll be respectful. And finally, the fact that I could tell it to someone, I just dropped it. She can tweet anything she wants. I'm not even going to read it. It's like, you know, so what? You know, it's like, just Steve said your
well,
energy for the.
Well, unfortunately, guys, and it is true in our business, the networks and the money people, make a lot of decisions these days on how much is going on in social media. That's just a reality of the business. I tell people all the time, if they want me back on Grimm, tweet and Facebook, you know, literally, the networks are clocking all of it.
Yeah, and I think if we have a little fight on the set or somebody does something a little outrageous, somebody's going to tweet that. It's like, come on, this is a private creation.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. So there should be some standards made, but unfortunately those are bleary lines. But Steve, again, we create ourselves. So focus on what you want.
Yeah,
if they're
going to
tweet, everything that they're going to tweet is positive and supportive of you and the project. Okay?
Yes.
All right, got to move on, darling.
One thing to Susan. I've done bankruptcy.
Yes.
It's fun. You won't realize it until it's over.
Yeah, it is. She's just, Susan, I know you're still on. You've just got to commit to it, baby.
It's
you're
fun.
Not committed to it. And, Steve, they're also saying all this ease and fun and effortlessness stuff. You know, let it make sense to you. Let it make sense.
It does.
That creation, you know, creation is easy, guys. And you can have it all. Thank you, darling. So good to hear
from
you.
I love you. Love you all.
I love you, too. Well, I can't. There we go. All right. Patty, what's up, honey?
Hi. Okay.
Are you feeling better?
I am getting better. I'm just finished the Z-Pack, but I'm still got some stuff going on. But, yeah.
I get a no
I'll work
on
with
that.
Oh, good.
I get a no. If you're talking about the physical maladies, they're clearing up. It's just a process, so don't give them any energy.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
Monday, I am applying for refinancing. And
okay. So now this is interesting because I get a no. So that means there's something within you that needs to bring in harmony with all this making sense to do it. Boy, this making sense thing, we've opened up some big freaking can of worms here. So she, but give me a song.
Shake Your Booty.
Okay. Fun and sexy. Can you make this refinancing fun and sexy? Yeah, you see,
I could so see myself rolling in dollars. I could absolutely do that.
Well, yes, but what they're saying is it's the process you can't see.
Okay.
You can see the end result, but they want us, do you understand? They want us to understand that the process itself makes sense to us, that it's easy and fun and effortless. So if you're going through a bankruptcy, the process is fun and easy. If you're going to refinance, the process of doing it is fun and easy. So, you know, it's like, well, for most of us, dating, the process of dating, once we find somebody, can be fun and effortless. The process of finding somebody can sometimes be very daunting and not so fun.
So just have fun and just let it go.
Seriously, guys, if you don't do that in everything in your life, you are not loving yourself in the highest way.
Well, and the thing is, I'm just getting all the documents, whatever she's asking for, and, you know, I get a big yes, and then it's like, okay, you need this, and you know, and I make good money. You know, I'm like, I'm showing it now, and I'm like, either you guys give me the loan, I go, or somebody else will, you know.
Okay, but that's not fun. See, in your vibration and in talking about that, it's kind of like, you know, you're throwing your middle finger up. And when we do that, we go into defense mode because there's a part of us that's in fear or disbelief that it's really going to happen.
Okay, yes.
And that's why they want you to know that it makes total sense. They're just saying everybody live in those words this whole week. Well, yeah, I want that. That makes sense. Makes sense that I should have that. That kind of easy and effortless acceptance of the fun of the creation of it. Okay? So whatever you're looking at to create, have more fun in the creation of it.
How do I do that?
Yeah, I get it. I really get it from what they're saying. So we're all coming together, directing that the process makes sense when we have fun and effortless creation in it, claiming I am divine love, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. There, you finally caught up with me. They were saying stop because they all didn't do it. Okay, now I can move on. Wow, thanks, Patty. That was great.
Did I? Because I was just asking you, how do I have more fun with this?
What do you mean, how do you have more fun with it?
Just I'm creating this and know that it just, okay.
Okay, this is what I want you to do when you get off the phone. You take off all your clothes, you stand in front of the mirror naked, and you jump up and down, shaking your hands like a little kid. I'm so glad this process is so fun, and getting this refinance is so fun.
Okay.
You guys have all the tools. I have given you all the tools. Are you using them? You got to use them. Do the love hover, you know.
Okay.
Look at all the refinance and the people and make them the red dot and send them love.
Okay. I like that.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you. Love you.
You're welcome. I love you too. Okay. Mike in Connecticut. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
I signed up for your gratitude and self-love thing mainly because my intuition pounded me for 4 days until I finally, you know, sat down and got it done.
Well, I'm glad you listened. You're going to love it. And the shift you will experience, Mike, you know, you're going to look at these exercises and go, these are so easy. You just wait. You just wait till the end and do them all. Don't argue with yourself. Just do them.
I think I'm going to try to get addictive about it. I have a question for you.
No, you're going to have fun. You're going to have a lot of fun, and you're going to commit. It's going to make total sense that you do all this stupid stuff I give you to do.
That's cool. I know a Native American elder who says the Creator put fun on the earth so we would know which solution was correct.
Wait, say that one more time.
I know a Native American elder who says the Creator put fun on the earth so we would know which solutions were correct.
Oh, my God. Email that to me, will you? I love that.
I will.
That they're showing me, the channel's showing me, like, millions of people jumping up and down and clapping. Oh, I got chills. I got chills all over me, guys. So we keep getting this message, fun, joy, self-love, fun, joy, self-love. You know, the more we live in that space, the more we create.
Cool.
Awesome.
What are my top three core limiting beliefs?
Okay, they're saying that's not the right question.
What is the right question?
They want to give you the top three things that would like you to bring more into harmony within yourself.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, the first one is fun. The second one is this making sense thing. This is all new territory now. I hadn't planned on doing this on the show at all, but then I don't really ever plan out the shows. They take us where they want us to go. That to bring into harmony with yourself, that it absolutely makes sense to have fun in life. Jeez, book. Now give me a song.
I can see clearly now.
Yeah. And going back to the elder's statement, you are going to see a lot more clearly when it makes sense to you to have fun in your life.
Okay.
Spend the week bringing that into harmony. And it'll be perfect timing right before we start the gratitude of self-love.
It will be.
Perfect.
I had a lot of fun assembling a package to give to a guy who works with the homeless people who no longer are allowed in the shelters because they passed their limit. It was a lot of fun. I haven't had that much fun in a while. It was great. I'm going to work up a small little pamphlet on wilderness survival to pass out to those people as well.
Oh, beautiful. And, you know, guys, if you want to get out of your rut, go ask where you can give. It's the best way to have fun and get out of yourself is to go give. You know, I'm doing one of these sci-fi conventions, and I got up every morning and I went, okay, every single person that comes to my table, and we're talking about thousands in a weekend, I said, every person that comes to my table, I am going to consciously connect with them, take their hand, and send them love. Well, I cannot tell you now, the last day, people are coming over and going, you know, everybody just said I had to come over here, Dee. They said, "You, if there's no other table you go to, you've got to go to Dee Wallace." And that's how it works, guys. So where are you giving? Where are you giving? Where are you loving? Where are you sending it out? Or are we so focused on just what we can get? Because remember, rest and give works with giving and receiving in the same moment. Thank you so much for that call, Mike. That was great. And if everybody was really conscious, they claimed that beautiful little thing that Mike just brought in. that we see much more clearly what we want when it makes sense to us that life is fun. I love that. Okay, we're going to Miss Tasha in Amsterdam. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hey, I was really kind of excited about the call today, so I felt like showing up.
Well, good. Thanks.
What a call, oh my God. Yeah, I'm not really sure anymore, as usual, if I have a question now.
Well, they want
it's not like I didn't really have an issue, but I just really loved the idea that you were going to be on, and it's evening, and I made my hot cocoa, and I'm sitting here just enjoying and basking in all of this, and it's wonderful.
Well, you are bringing something in, because I guess we have shifted enough energy here. Are you on, Tasha?
Yeah.
Okay. They gave this to me, but I thought at the beginning of the call I was supposed to wait until I put more together. Now they are asking me to bring it on right now around it making sense. So let's all come together that joy and fun in the creation of our lives makes sense. And we are claiming, all of us now, remember, you have to participate here, that all energy is integrated completely from all dimensions into my divine self, and that I direct the clearing of all physical imbalances in my body and in my energetic body. Anything that's creating imbalance in our definition of happiness and fun that may have genetically been passed down to us regarding balance. And so we come together to do that. I am divine love, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. And so it is. Wow, that's exciting to me. See, when I get a piece of information and they say, no, it's not, we're not ready to take it out yet, and then we come on the call, we do so much work, and they go, yeah, do it now. That's
wow.
Freaking exciting to me. And that's when I know I'm truly in the channel and not trying to decide this stuff for myself. So thank you, darling. Thanks for being the impetus that created that. Love you.
In the chair here. Love you.
Bye. All right. And we're going to... Is it Bree in Michigan? Bree? 313-737 number. I'm sorry, I can't quite read it. Somebody from Michigan? 313 area code? Ah, well, you have your little hand up. All right, ma'am, I will have to move on here. Reva in Pasadena. Hi, dude. Hold on, are you? There you
Hello,
go.
Hello, Bug. Hello.
Hi, Hello. Sweetheart.
Hello.
Hello, you're on.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, the claim of the day, happy, fun, feeling good, period. The reason I called, and then what I'll say about going into the toilet, just don't flush. Splash around a bit and then get on out, and there you go.
Indeed. If you have to go into the toilet, at least you don't have to go down.
That's right. But I really just wanted to, one last time before you start the program, highly encourage people to do the self-love because, you know, Dee has given us exercises upon exercises upon exercises. Embrace them, embody them, love you, love her while you're loving you. And I still have all the I Love You, Reva stickers all over my house. So
I do too, Reva. And I got to tell you, and I've said this many times, I'll kind of, not be out of it, but just not be in total joy. And I'll see one of those stickers, and it says, I love you, Dee. And I'll look at it and go, I love you too, Dee. And it makes me laugh. It gets me right back where I want to be.
Absolutely. So I just wanted to encourage folks, give yourself an early Christmas gift, Hanukkah gift, birthday gift, whatever. Love yourself out of this year. And then for anybody who's in the Pasadena area, Dee's going to be here in January. Y'all got to come over and see her.
Oh, yeah. Anybody in L.A.? Well, tell them where. Give them the spiel.
She's going to be on the 11th of January at the Spiritual Oneness Center in Sierra Madre, which is a little village just east of Pasadena. Fabulous little place. It's a Sunday, 1 to 4. Surprises are always abounding, and we can just bask in the brilliance of the afternoon.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. We're going to do some creating that day.
That's right.
Starting out the new year, that's exciting.
That's it, baby. So self-love, then creating for the new year. No more toilets. No more unhappy.
Fun,
let's
fun, fun.
Love, love, love.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling in.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, she always makes me smile. Oh, this switchboard is just, the Wi-Fi here is just whack. Okay, Miss, whoa, Salita, where are you? There you are. Hi, baby. Hold on, I'm trying to get you on here. What's up?
Are you there? Oh, my goodness. I have to tell everybody that if they don't have anybody to talk to in this community, find somebody, connect. It is so amazing and monumental and expanding to have somebody to talk to.
Yes.
And I have those people in this community that you created, and I tell you, we grow in leaps and bounds with every conversation. Whether we are talking about going through the toilet wormhole or not, we have grand creation. Guys, find people, talk. You learn, you expand, and you grow. It's awesome.
Yes, and if you are experiencing challenges, that's the time to really be even more involved, guys. Because you want the support. You want the support to remember what you really know, but you might have patterns of not exercising all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether it's this community, another community, guided meditations, whatever it is, use your support system to keep your balance, okay? Because when you are in balance, you are... When you are in balance, you are in creation.
Yeah.
And as Salita knows, you know, her house burned to the ground a little while ago. This community has supported her so much. She's in a new home with clothes and goodies to start her life again, and some donations from this community that has supported her. So it's a true example of what it is, because Salita puts out so much love to everybody else. And that's the way the world works, guys. If you want more love coming back to you, love yourself enough to give a lot of it out.
Oh, and with that said, I want to tell you that losing everything, I never acknowledged or even accepted how abundant I really was, how much joy and comfort I created in my life.
Yes.
And I got a chance to really see and experience that as a result of this. And then the other night, believe it or not, I lost everything. And it didn't freak me out, and I wanted to hook up my stereo because I like my speakers under my bed, and I didn't. I got the extra one out of the garage because the garage wasn't affected, and I didn't have a wire, and it sent me because I always have what I need.
Yes.
And I was
if
like...
If you know that, you do. If you know that, you do. If you don't know that, you go into fear and you literally can't see it.
Yes. So in the middle of the night, I'm like, well, listen, This is my room of requirement. So where the heck is my wire? And instantly I saw, use the wire that you were using for mommy's TV. It was a different wire, but I had the adapter for it. In the middle of the night, I flew up, got the wire, and connected my music. I was like, oh, my God, I needed the wire.
Yes, when you open yourself to the possibility, the answer shows up. Darling, I love you, but I've got to sign off. I'm over my time right now. Love you so much, Salita.
Love you.
Thank you for reminding us. And it's so true, guys. If you're in fear, you can't see the answer. So bring yourself back into balance. Please, please sign up for this amazing program. I want to share it with you with all my heart. I want to share it with you. Love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Till we meet again, you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, The Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.